KORN News Radio Sports. It is Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Former college basketball player Kerir Crisa has been arrested and indicted on an alleged $2.2 million fraud scheme. Federal prosecutors in West Virginia announced yesterday that the 25-year-old native of Estonia now faces five counts of wire fraud. Crisa allegedly ran a four-year scam involving fabricated identities to trick multiple victims into sending him money. The indictment alleges that Crisa went as far as posing as his own mother to claim that she needed urgent cancer treatment and also fabricating a woman to secure fraudulent loans. The former guard played at Arizona, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Cincinnati over a six-year college career that ended last season. The government now seeking the full forfeiture of that $2.2 million. The Kansas City Royals tagged Philadelphia ace Christopher Sanchez for a career-worst 9 earned runs yesterday as the Royals beat the Phillies 15-1. Kansas City entered the game with the second-worst record in baseball. They would score in every inning yesterday, finished with a season-high 15 runs on 22 hits. Kansas City's Tyler Tolbert had his first career 5-hit game. That's the first by a Royals player since 2022. Elsewhere last night across Major League Baseball, Houston's James Wood would hit a grand slam in the fifth inning as the Nationals overcame a 5-run deficit to defeat the Houston Astros 12-11. Yankees ace Cam Schlittler pitched 8 innings for the second time this season, while Jose Caballero hit 2 home runs as the Yankees beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1 in their opener of a 4-game series. Schlittler struck out 8 and allowed just 4 hits with no walks over 8 innings. Luis Torrens would double in 2 runs with 2 outs in the 10th as the New York Mets beat the Atlanta Braves 7-6 to split a 4-game series. Matt Olson hit 2 home runs last night for Atlanta, including a game-tying 2-run home run in the 9th. Also, the Mets' Juan Soto, he would hit a go-ahead 3-run home run in the top of the 9th with 2 outs off of Atlanta closer Raisel Iglesias. At the time, that gave the Mets a 5-3 lead. Dodgers catcher Dalton Rushing would single in the winning run in the 11th as LA would defeat the Colorado Rockies 8-7. It was the Dodgers' first extra inning game of the season as they now improve to 60-32. LA, the first team in the majors this season to 60 wins. They were also the only team in the majors not to have played an extra inning game yet. Former Minnesota Twin Max Kepler with a home run. He had 4 RBIs last night to lead the Arizona Diamondbacks to an 8-0 win over San Diego. It was Kepler's first home run since returning from an 80-game suspension after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Kepler was activated by Arizona on June 25th. Meanwhile, San Diego, their slide continues. They've lost 9 of their past 10 games. Also last night, Milwaukee would score 4 runs in the 7th. They would beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. And the San Francisco Giants with a 10-1 win over Toronto. Toronto finally scored last night. That ended the Blue Jays' 29-inning scoreless streak. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.